The majority of illegal immigrants entering Arizona in recent years have come from Latin America, with Mexico accounting for more than 60%. Since many Hispanics in Arizona have roots in Mexico, they have sympathized with the immigrants and criticized the Arizona immigration law as racist. But a significant number of Hispanics, especially in the Republican Party, back Governor Jan Brewer and the law called SB 1070. One of them is Jesse Hernandez, chairman of the Arizona Latino Republican Association.
There's one thing that Jan Brewer is willing to do, and that's enforce SB 1070, where her opponent, the Democrat, will not.
But despite wording in the law designed to prevent discrimination, most Hispanics think they will be targeted, and many of them criticize Hernandez for his stand.
They'll come out with the comments that you're a racist, you turn against your own people, the name calling, coconut, brown on the outside, white inside. And that just shows me how ignorant and lack of education they have. Because basically what they're trying to say is that the Latino community is not independent thinkers like any other cultures, that we don't have difference of opinion on public policies.
But many Republican Hispanics oppose the immigration law and are upset with state party leaders. Didi Garcia Blaze heads the group Somos Republicans, Spanish for We Are Republicans.
We're are the real Republicans. We are the real ones.
Blaze is trying to rally Hispanic Republicans nationwide to her organization.
We're socially conservative, we're proud of it, we're for less government, less taxes, but the SB 1070 is the litmus test as we continue to push and want to grow Hispanic Republicans.
Immigration attorney Jose Peñalosa says his party is making a big mistake in alienating Hispanics.
The power of the Latino vote is going to call the shot here in the next generation. And the party is going to look back and realize they've committed generational suicide, election suicide, by not reaching out to people and trying to bring them in, people who have their own values.
Public opinion polls show strong support for Governor Brewer and SB 1070, so Republicans will likely do well in November's midterm election. But as the Hispanic population and voter base grows, the outlook for future elections could change. Arizona State University political science professor Patrick Kenny says Republicans may be throwing away gains they made among Hispanics under the leadership of President George W. Bush.
The Republican Party was exactly reaching out to many Latinos, especially from Mexico, who are Catholic, on some of these more social issues, controversial issues like abortion. Okay, and I think they made some inroads there, but those inroads I think have been washed away by this hardcore position by the Republican Party.
Hispanic voters favored Democrats by around 2-1 in recent Arizona elections, and as the community and voter base grows, Democratic Party spokesperson Jennifer Johnson says her party is likely to gain.
We've seen an increase in interest in voter registration drives. There's been a lot more activity among the Latino community groups in registering voters and trying to give people an outlet for the anger or the frustration they feel.
But many Hispanic families remain divided over the issue, and Jesse Hernandez says it all comes down to the failure of the federal government to stop illegal immigration at the border.
For a society to be successful and to do well, you got to have laws. And when you start breaking laws when it's convenient just for one race clash or one group, you know, then you start going down a very slippery slope.
The debate among Hispanics and in the public at large over the immigration issue is likely to go well beyond this year's elections. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Phoenix, Arizona.